With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 1 hour to go in the big show. As we continue to roll on, anything pressing on your mind on the social media scene?
Not really. Somebody said, did I take the legal lien yesterday? But they actually, Santana, it said, did I, not did you, did I. So I said, I don't know, did you? Why are you asking me? I wasn't there. No, I didn't take it because I had yard work to do. That's why I'm not doing it again either. Let's see, what else? Wait, AFC South won't be the weakest division this year. That was from Manuel. Probably true. They may not be.
Who will be?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. I have to do Pythagorean
theorem. I'm thinking the NFC North is going to be close when you have the Lions and the Bears. Vikings are a kind of question mark. AFC. I mean, the NFC South is pretty good. As we've covered.
Yeah, the Bucs are going to be better than they were. They were 9-7. I don't know. Yeah, maybe you are right. Maybe the South still is going to be the worst.
Yeah, it's possible.
Maybe the North.
AFC?
Yeah, AFC North maybe. Ravens, Bengals, and Browns. Any of them really putting the fear
Bengals
of God in
Bengals always like hang around.
I mean, it's not like they're
and the Steelers,
leaps
right?
and bounds above the Titans and Colts, but when you look at record-wise, if you exclude the Steelers, they went Ravens were 8-8, Bengals 6-9-1, and the Browns were 1-15.
It's a pretty good call.
Even the worst is in the South was the Jags at 3-13.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Colts were 8-8 compared to the Bengals at 6-9-1, and the Titans finished second at 9-7. So I don't know. We'll see. That's why they play the game, as they say. Back to social media.
Yo, Adrian says, in talking about the guy that's weird, he said, you guys ever deal with the person that has the lazy eye and you never know which one to look at when you speak to them?
And I've shared that pro tip on here before. I know I have.
Look at their nose?
Yes. You look at the center of their nose, right between their eyebrows.
I can't help
like
that.
The bridge of their nose?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Right there. Right there. Right there, Nick. Right where the bridge of the nose touches the brow. That's where right between the two eyebrows, right? That's where you look, because then you can't tell. Which, if you were to look at me or I was to look at you and do that, you wouldn't know which eye I was looking at. But if you focus on an eye, they're going to pick up on that. You know
Makes
what I mean?
Sense.
They're going to see that coming. Ha ha! Watch out. All right, dad joke. What?
Okay, Sean. I'm just letting it fly.
Raheel came in earlier and he was spewing his venom, and I told him that we got a racist text and I wasn't going to read it. And then he was like, why do you even look at the text line? That's like, ugh, that's the worst. I actually am entertained by it most of the time. It's just that sometimes you guys take it a little far, and then you get upset when you name call, and then we name call back. That's all. Otherwise, I enjoy the text lines. Most shows don't, but I do. I do. So I want to include everyone.
I don't.
No?
And Nick jumped off the bandwagon but went back on.
I never jumped off.
You said you were done with it.
Well, I mean, when I say done, I don't necessarily mean don't ever read another text, but I was just done for it. And I do remember saying I'm done for it for a while because I felt like Beaumont was coming at me, but this text kept being read. I mean, it never stopped. You know what I mean? We kept reading texts, and it's kind of been the way our The Usual Suspects is pretty, even going back to Traps, you know, the days with Traps. So
worst weird guy to me is the long talker. It takes them 5 minutes to get 10 words out. That's from ATF. Yeah, I always feel like if you're telling me a story and your story, in somewhere in your story, you go, so anyways, Like, if that's part of your story, you're taking too damn long. Yeah, you're taking too damn long to tell me the story.
So, long story short, is the perfect key.
So, anyways, shouldn't be in your story. You're just, it's economy of words for me.
I think it's a special art in itself to be able to be long-winded and compelling the entire time.
Yes.
That's an art in itself.
That's correct. All right, here's the guy that had the question about the weird guy. Guys, I was the one who sent in the weird guy at work text. The guy shares an office with me, and he talks on the phone with his wife and or kids all day long. I thought at first it was people at work he was on the phone with, but based on the conversations I've heard, it's family for sure.
So he's annoying, not weird.
Yeah, why is that weird that he's talking to his wife and kids?
Unless you're working on a project together and you know that he's not doing anything.
Unless he's just talking to his kids like, what are you wearing? What? Ugh. That's weird. That's weird. But if he's just like, oh, yeah, yeah, daddy will be home at 5 and then we'll go play T-ball. I mean, okay, whatever. That's annoying, but that's not weird.
You know what's weird?
What's weird?
Close talkers.
Yeah.
That like, and if they, yes. And then if they're, it's doubly weird if not only are they talking to you like within a couple inches of your nose, but then they have bad breath and they spit.
And they're yelling.
Yeah, see, we can pile on all we want, but I've worked with guys like, and there's been people like higher up than me that come in, and or the side talker. You get the guy that no matter how he, no matter what he's got to say, it comes out of the side of his mouth. He would come in and go, Joel, I got to talk to you about a little issue I got down the hall. I need your expertise. Well,
maybe he's got Bell's palsy. You don't know.
Right, but I'm not going to comment on him or call him. But it's like, it's always, you're kind of like distracted by it. You can have like some really intense thing.
Like that damn Jim Ross is such a weird talker. No, he's got Bell's palsy, Joel.
But he comes in, he's got something real intense. Hey, we've got a situation, but it's, we've got a situation. It kind of just, at the, right from the start, it kind of distracts you. You got to dial back in, and then you got to look right between his eyes at the center of his nose just to make sure you don't focus on the corner of his mouth.
I like when y'all talk trash to the texters. Okay. I'm glad that entertains some of you. That's kind of the point, right? A little bit. Thanks for the tip, Barry. I normally just tell the person they have a weird eye. That's from OU Mike. No, OU Mike, you can't do that. Barry's still a clown, though. This is the guy that texted yesterday that called us a clown and then got mad when I was calling him a clown. And then he said he wanted to fight me. So this is that guy.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
Everybody comes full circle. They come, especially those that come right out of the gates taking shots. At the end of the day, they just want to talk sports.
The worst part is that we don't even know if all these... They're all adults. I'd like to think some of them are kids.
Well, they act like shit. Audience. Like, if you want to fight me because you call me a clown, and then I use that and call you a clown, then you might be 13.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're 12 or 13, if I know that you're 12 or 13, I'm like, okay, now I get it.
Well, no one's called me like a stupid face or something like that, so I don't think they're children, but I'm sure that's coming now that I've said it. OU Mike's next text is going to be about a stupid face, I'm pretty sure. I know Nick loves big women like myself. Now,
oh, jeez.
First of all, it's big Latino women.
Let me stop right here. Hold on. I need clarification, 78. I guess that's the last two of your
the
text.
Number.
Yeah. I need clarification, 78, because I need to know if you are a big woman or you also like big women, because that's hard to determine in that sentence. I know Nick loves big women like myself. Are you a big woman?
It's a good call. It's a fair point.
Or do you also like big women? So let's get that clarified. But then he follows that, or she follows that with, but how big is too big for Nick? So Nick, I ask you, if we're all doing this, if he has to endure fighting Chuck E. Cheese texts, I think you, how big is too big for you, Nick?
I mean, I don't want to put a number on it because it just sounds so
high.
I mean, you can't be more than 20 pounds overweight. No,
Nick,
Wait a minute,
this isn't like a fetish for Nick. This is the slump buster.
It's just desperation,
right? Yeah,
it's just settling. You just take what you can get.
So in slump buster mode, you can't be more than like 20 pounds overweight.
Okay, but
especially
now,
if you're short
over BMI or what? Because what do you consider 20 pounds overweight? If you meet a chick and she's 5'2".
And she's 20 pounds overweight. It's different than someone who's 5'9" and 20 pounds overweight.
Yeah, but I'm saying you haven't... What's that baseline for overweight? Like, how much should a woman that's 5'9" weigh? And then how do you determine that? See, we've got to... I need your answer to be based on, like, features. Like, can you see her belly sticking out from her shirt?
Negative. No way.
No, that's not...
No, you shouldn't not be showing your belly.
No, not see it, but like, can you see the impression? Like, her shirt covers it, but you can tell she has a gut. Is that too big?
That's hard to answer, man. Honestly,
why is that hard to answer? You know exactly. I visually described it for you.
Like,
is that
like,
too big? If you can see her gut protruding from her shirt, like it's like mine. Like, you can see this right here, right? You can see how my gut sticks out.
No, not really.
It makes you can see. Is that too much? You can see my love handles on the
That's
side
not
of my
that
shirt.
Bad. I don't
is
think
that too
that,
much?
You again? You're put good? Yourself down.
Let's
and
assume
you don't.
That her gut is sticks out as far as her breast. Let's just
no,
go with that.
That's terrible. No, especially if she has big breasts.
Well, if she's a B cup, and her gut sticks out as far as her breasts, is that too big? Is that too large for you?
It may not be. I'm trying to be honest.
That's all I want
I'm trying
from
to be
you.
Honest.
I appreciate that, especially since Joel shut me down earlier in the show. I appreciate you being open and honest about it.
I admit, it just depends. I mean, I don't.
What about
a really
where are
hard
you
question.
On hail damage?
Hail damage.
Hail damage from the hiney to the back of the leg.
Yeah, like it looks like the back of her leg was beat with track shoes.
Like cat like it looks
nah,
like.
No, that's a negative.
Okay.
So you don't like the cellulite? That's too much?
Yeah, that's a negative. That's
really?
Honestly. Yeah, that's
well,
a negative.
Good luck when you get older. That's every woman. You're going to be shut down when you're in your 40s, bro.
Well, I'm not in my
most
40s
women,
yet.
Yeah, well, most women are going to have cellulite. That's just a fact of life. You're going to have a gut. So you better stop being picky is all I'm telling you. Get it out of your system now. You can't be picky when you get
you
older.
Keep it tight, though.
They're going to say the same thing about you, bro. Trust me, you're not going to be Mr. Fit when you're in your 40s. It ain't going to happen. Your metabolism slows down.
Speak for yourself,
you
bro.
Run out of care. You just stop caring. It's going to happen, man. All right. Don't listen to me. I'm just going through it. I'm just giving you the experience.
That example of her stomach, like if she was a B cup and her stomach comes out, that's just terrible. That's a terrible visual.
Why?
Just the fact that you thought of that is terrible.
I just notice things. I just see those things. Those
now are, it's going to be stuck in my head forever.
Now you're going to look at that every time you go to pick up a chick. You're going to be like, hold on. Let me see your profile. Now we're going to have to either shrink one of these or make one of these bigger. They can't be in a tie, right? If they're running a race, can't be a tie. You need the breast winning. You need the breast crossing the finish line
first. I kind of need it.
Okay.
I kind of need that.
All right.
What about you? I mean, if you were single, that is.
No, I like petite women. So I could, no.
I think you could.
No.
In your slump busting days.
Nope. I was pretty picky, man. I'm a picky dude. So no. Joel?
Were you the guy late in the night?
What?
If you hadn't had any irons in the fire, that you would lower your standards because...
No, I just call him a masturbate. Okay. I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm too picky. I would rather go home and make out with myself than to make out with an ugly chick or a big chick. That was just... But that was back in the day. I mean, I'm married now. I don't have to worry about it, but...
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty... And most of my friends will tell you I'm pretty picky when it comes to that stuff. I'm not lowering my standards or settling. Not like Nick.
Wow.
I'm sorry, bro. That's the truth.
I disagree. I bet you you've had a pretty bad slump buster. It's okay. You can throw
it
out
there.
Think
about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Not really. I don't think so, man. Like I said, I don't have a problem with like just going home by myself. That's fine. I don't know.
I'll show you a picture of one of my slump busters.
Okay.
I won't tweet it out so you guys can forget about it.
Text it to me. I won't do anything. I won't tweet it out. I promise.
I really want your thoughts. Tell me if she thinks she's
I'll be deadly
six,
honest
seven,
with you.
Seven, eight, nine,
I'll
ten.
I'll be honest right. with you. Okay. You got right, it.
We got that coming up. We got a whole lot more. So if you want to be a part of the show, please join us. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Text us as Barry checks the text messages. Give us a call and or hit us up on Twitter with the usual suspects as ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just over a half hour to go in the big show before we turn over to the Blitz. I believe it's still Fred and Jerome with John.
Yes.
As they continue.
Every time I hear Jerome, I want to do my Romy Rome.
What stopped you?
Best.
You've already done it.
That's a great name. Okay. So the guy that called us clowns said, I'm back, though. Barry got that clown car. I'm actually 12. Come at me, stupid face. I like that. Good for you, sir. Blaine texted in and said, I was at Photoshop in Walmart and I had a guy with a wandering eye. I accidentally thought he was talking to the guy behind me and literally turned around before I realized it. I felt terrible. I'm assuming there was no one behind him, so that felt bad. Aussie Scott, dude, 20 pounds over is not a big girl. No wonder you're in a slump. That's for you, Nick. And then thanks for the tease, Barry and Nick, you bitches. We want to see the slump buster. That was from Steelers fan Juan. He hasn't brought me a picture yet. I'm still waiting. Just text it to me. Save yourself some time.
Absolutely not.
Aussie Scott back in Australia. Professional and amateur golfers on the club event tour had the 200 club. 200 days without sex. Well, he put 200 days without a sex, which is weird to call it a sex. But yeah, 200 days without sex.
Could be an Australian thing.
Yeah, I'd be visiting Handtown at that point.
Well, you know, and the slump buster whole thing 200. Was Mark Grace.
Slump busters have been around.
It's been around a long time, but they've defined it to the point of they had, like, rules and when and what and how they went about it. But yeah. It was, like, a whole thing with, was it his Cubs team, I think?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Lauren Pope said, one night I kissed a creepy, ugly dude in college for a bite of a Snickers bar. I was drunk. And my question is, was Nick a good kisser?
I would consider myself a good kisser.
I think you weren't listening to the tweet.
Yeah, I think you missed what he set you up for.
Way to go, bud.
Oh, I'm trying to find that picture. My bad.
Stupid. You have failed, you clown.
There are a lot of people. I mean, that's the mentality in a bar, at least as I remember it, where, and a lot of my friends were just like, this was like, it was like an art form.
I'm sorry.
But the more you drink it, the later it gets, the more your standards are altered.
Have you ever, NRG grass or NRG stadium grass?
On Twitter, yeah.
He just tweeted us and said, one night in college, I kissed a drunk girl who wanted a bite of my Snickers and I ended up with herpes.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God, I love you guys, each and every one of you. I love you so much. You keep me entertained all day, so thanks.
That is hilarious.
That is fantastic.
So did you see this Bartman thing?
Yeah, I did.
And they gave him, so here's the thing, in case you don't know, Steve Bartman was the guy that basically a lot of people blame for continuing the curse of the Cubs. With a game in which the Cubs looked like they were going to the World Series. They were playing the Marlins. Foul ball down the left field line, like any fan would do. They reached up their hands, and Moises Alou looked like he could catch the ball. Instead, Bartman got his hands on it, interfered, and the floodgates opened. The Marlins scored 8 runs, ended up eliminating the Cubs and winning the World Series. And he had the hardest time in the world just leaving the stadium that night, and he's lived in infamy ever since. And anonymity. The Cubs gave him a real World Series ring.
Where do you stand on this?
First of all, 220-some diamonds.
That's a lot of diamonds.
That bad boy is worth some coin, right?
Yeah.
But even in doing so, he issued like a book-length statement, but still has yet to be seen. He still has to live like the rest of his life in hiding. I feel very bad for the guy, but I don't know. I'm thinking, and I was thinking, is this a publicity stunt? Are the Cubs just trying to get as much as they can out of this, run out of this? You know, look at it from all different perspectives. I think it's a nice gesture, but I still don't think, I think there's still going to be Cubs fans that go, great, fine and dandy, we won it last year. We would have won it back then, too, if he hadn't grabbed the ball and still wanted to go at him. And that's why he didn't do anything on camera so people could see what he looked like or try and track him down.
I don't like it. I get what they're doing, and I think it is a nice gesture by the Cubs.
Yep.
But he has nothing to do with that team that won the World Series. And I think it's just silly to be getting a ring to a dude that's not a player, not involved with the organization. I know what they're doing, but they could have done it a different way. They could have brought him back and had some fun with it and put him on the field and said, you know, we forgive you, like have him walk out with a goat and the curse is over. There's a lot of things. They could have done a video so that he didn't have to go to the field, but there could have. But given the dude a ring.
And I know how you feel about rings already, but.
That's just. Come on, man. That's a little much.
Muskrat's got a couple rings. Hmm? But the Muskrat's got a couple rings. I mean, people get rings when their teams win championships.
Yeah, well. If you didn't play, you shouldn't get one.
I think the thing is. The thing that really strikes me as a bigger issue is the fact that he didn't show his face because he knows there are still people out there gunning for him. They're looking for him. They still want to like inflict some kind of like, whether it be on social media or otherwise, they still haven't let it go.
Yeah. And they need to.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, get over it. You won a World Series. Settle down. Somebody texted in and said, pants down in front of the computer at 2:30 a.m. isn't a bad night. No, that's called an average night. That's just called a night. For most of us. I know for me, that's called a night. I don't know what you're talking about. 2:30 a.m., 10:30 p.m., 9 a.m., whatever. It doesn't matter. All right. Guys, I'm really excited to tell you about a great way to save money on your electricity bill. I have been waiting for this. It's been in the works. And I got to tell you, I actually reached out to this company and said, you guys have got to let me talk about your product. I've been using them since January. So I'm super excited that they're on board. It's a company called Energy Ogre. And Energy Ogre is not an electricity company. They are a technology company. What they do is you sign up and then they go out and based on your usage and how you use electricity, they find the best deal for you in the market. So they monitor thousands of offers on the market and get you the best rate. And then they sign you up. So once you go on and sign up on their website, that's it. They manage everything after that. They manage the renewal process. They complete the contracts for you. Each time your contract is up, they handle everything and transfer you to whatever company out there is offering the lowest rate for how you use electricity. It's a fantastic program. It's easy to sign up on their website. And then if you want to, you can go to energyogre.com. They have a calculator that'll you can enter how you use electricity, and they'll show you how much money you could save with their program. On average, they save their members between 40 and 60% off their electric bill each month. Last year alone, they saved their members over $21 million. And I can tell you firsthand, like I said, I've been using this company since January when I signed up. I heard about them through my neighborhood Facebook page. And since I've signed up, I've saved over $425 in my first 7 months. And I'll give you some examples. My January bill last year was $160. This year, it's $68. My July bill last year was $221. This year, $109. I'm telling you, you're a fool if you don't go out there and sign up because you're going to save a ton of money. It's a $10 monthly fee. That's it. And my savings that I'm telling you about, this $425, that's after I've paid the $10 monthly fee each month for the first 7 months. Go do it. No hidden charges, no hassles, no catch. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and you can cancel it anytime. So again, there's no reason why you're not doing this. Go to energyogre.com, use the calculator, and then when you sign up, put in promo code Barry, that's B-A-R-R-Y, and get your 13th month free. So go check it out. energyogre.com, promo code Barry.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back.
He just tweeted at me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because I just saw it, and immediately before they even get done typing anything else, once you see on the phone board, Jerry! You know it's always a good day when Jerry calls. Doesn't matter the subject line isn't filled in. We go right to Jerry. We're waiting on Jerry.
Chase Tanner said, why do I get the impression that Barry sits in front of his computer with his pants down at 10 a.m. streaming 1560? Nope. Nope.
That's just a bad thought on so many levels.
Here's was my morning. I woke up at 6:30. in the morning.
Why are you on my schedule?
I had a bunch of stuff I was going to get done. And then I had some coffee. I made some breakfast. I wrote a joke. I took a nap.
Jeez.
I got up at 11 and got dressed and came to work. That was my whole day. So, yeah, I like my naps.
You do more before 1 o'clock than most people do all day.
Sometimes I'll get up in the morning just so I can take a nap. Because if you just sleep all morning, it's not the same. I mean, there's nothing better than getting back in bed for that nap. You turn that fan. We have a box fan because I like the noise and the cold air blowing on me. Mm-hmm. Man, get back in bed. Turn that box fan on. Love it. All day. I could do that. I could take a nap every day. That's also how I know I'm old.
Oh, I know someone that's going to probably have a whole lot to say about that as well. He's now in the system and he's ready to go. Jerry!
Hey-o.
What's up, Jerry?
You know Barry's old. Barry's got a $15 Kmart box fan sitting there just humming.
Shut your stupid face. Actually, I don't. I've got a nice fan with a remote. I mean, it's not a Dyson.
Wait, you got a fan with a remote control?
You got the Hampton Breeze? You got the Hampton Breeze with the remote laying back?
Hey, man.
I know you do.
With a remote?
Pimping ain't easy. Yeah, it's a box fan with a remote.
Dude, that's serious.
Yeah. It's.
I haven't even seen that. You got like the most ghetto fan, but with a remote, which I don't even know that.
How do you know my fan is ghetto? Just because it's not actually shaped like a box. Fan. That's the term for it. It's a circle. It's actually a circle, not a box, Jerry. And it's got a remote.
It's a square one that stands up on the floor, right?
It's not square. It's a circle. It's a circle. No, it doesn't oscillate.
That you put in after a flood to try and cool out to dry the drywall.
$2 to get the thing to move around a little bit.
No, Jerry. What do you want?
All right. No, I was going to say, they really screwed that guy Bartman over because if you look at the picture of the ring, it has his name on it.
Oh.
So can you imagine if the news ever gets out that, like, you know, some pawn shop has the Bartman ring? They would hate him even more. He goes, oh, they gave you this beautiful ring, and you turn around and you pawn it? I mean, if I was him, I would melt that thing down.
You can put it on eBay, Jerry. You can put it on eBay, and then with the money, you can just live the rest of your life on an island. First of all, get out of the state of Illinois.
I thought he lived in Florida, but anyway. No, but he's got to pay the income tax on that thing. And if that brings all that money, he's got to pay, unless they paid it for him, he's got to pay the tax on that thing.
Oh,
good
point.
When the price is right, you win a car, you got to pay the tax on it. So
maybe
screw him over. He can't sell it. He can't sell it, and he can't wear it. And, you know, what he really needs to get rid of those headphones. I mean, that's why people hated him, was those cheesy headphones he was wearing. If he had some Beats or something, you know, they might have left him alone, but he was sitting there, the camera was, like, staring at him with his glasses, he had his $5 Sony Walkman headphones on, like the ones that Barry uses right now in the studio.
You shut up.
That's why they were hating on him.
You know, you're right, though. Those were so raggedy with a little metal strip across your head, and it would bend, and then they would get all loose.
Yeah, like your hair. Like, it would suck your hair in.
Pull
like,
your when hair and get stuck in the cracks.
Your hair.
Yep. Dude, those suck so bad.
And we haven't even touched on the green turtleneck.
Oh, the green turtleneck. That was the one thing I agree with. I love a good turtleneck.
I was going to say, Jerry, you sound like a turtleneck guy.
I am anti-turtleneck. You know what I'm also anti? People who wear shirts with elbow pads. I am not for that. I cannot condone that.
What about like, jackets?
Wait a minute. Yeah, like sweaters with elbow pads or just like a long sleeve button-up shirt? I've never seen those.
All right, so like any like button up shirts, and then they just have like a leather elbow pad. I mean, maybe it's just the hipsters that
I'm okay with it on the blazer.
I've seen them on blazers and sweaters. Blazers and sweaters, yes. Never on a dress shirt.
Nothing. Never. Not even on a blazer. You cannot have elbow pads. Okay, you're not an electrician. You're not a volleyball player. You should have no knee pads, elbow pads. Forget it.
You feel better? You feel
not condone it.
You feel better getting this off your chest?
All right.
Hey, appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Jerry. Right. He does make a good point about something, and I think it's that the Cubs might secretly, it's a show. Like, hey, we made a ring for Bartman. I think they really are trying to screw him because he makes a great point about having to pay taxes.
He does, yeah.
Maybe that's their way of getting back at him. Hey, here's a $10,000 ring that you have to pay taxes on. Congratulations, but it really what they mean is suck it, Bartman. Yeah, this is all on you. That's smart. That's good thinking, Jerry.
That's possible. It definitely is. But yeah, they do nail you for taxes, especially when it's a public thing like that. They'll track him down better than any fan will.
Somebody said, attention, ESPN 97 problems, signal in and out, stream version cuts after 5 minutes. WTF, Barry. Well, number one, why are you blaming me? What have I don't personally
cause
any of this.
I'm the guy that gets the blame for everything.
Yeah, thanks, hashtag, Joel. Hashtag thanks, Joel. Right. And get the app. Although they're saying the app is cutting out, but I don't know. I think that's probably your phone. Do you have an unlimited data plan, sir? Do you? Somebody wants to know where the pictures are from Nick. So he showed me a chick. And she's cute.
Yep.
She's very cute.
Impressed by it.
She's a 6.5, 7. She's a 7. Now, that was in her pretty picture. So, to be fair, he showed me an ugly picture. I'm quoting Nick. Here's her ugly picture.
Good cover.
Here's her pretty picture. In the pretty picture, she's a 7. In the ugly picture, she's a 5, 5.5. Which, for a slump buster, that's great. Because usually slump busters are like... somewhere, and you know,
I was surprised you didn't think she was big.
No, I didn't think she was that big. I mean, you can see her arms. Her arms are a little,
at least
her arms are a little chunky. That's what I always look for. If I can't see the elbows, there's two things. You look at the arms to see how fat they are. That's how you know if the chick is really fat or not. But you also look at elbows to see how old they are. That's a little tip.
Yep.
But no, dude. Overall, she's cute. Little hippie.
I think
little hippie.
Being kind of critical on the bad picture. I would still say 6 and 7.
Little hippie. Hips were kind of wide, but there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Dude, you're going.
Yeah. What? No, she's got wide hips. No, it's honest.
I'm being true. Dude, I know you think I'm just but I'm always honest.
I don't think that at all.
You don't think I'm honest?
No, I don't think the negativity you think. I just,
no.
I get it.
Yeah,
I know.
She was a little, people asked to give an opinion. That's what it is. I think she was, the picture where she looks real pretty. Beautiful face. So, no, I mean, if that's your slump buster, most slump busters are somewhere in the neighborhood between 2 and 4. You know what I mean? Which, coincidentally, is like 3.14, which is pi. Go figure. But that's where most slump busters reside, in the pi range. So, good for you for getting a good slump
in
buster.
In the bakery aisle.
That's right.
All right. All right, we got one segment left to go in the big show, so we're going to wrap it up and put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred and Jerome filling in for AJ as well as John in the Blitz. But don't go anywhere. We got a few things we'll catch up on before we... wrap it up. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, till we turn it over to the Blitz, getting ready to wrap things up.
My buddy Connor Hogan said I've got remote control fan money, but I don't have oscillation money. Come on, man. Shut up, Connor.
Dude, I mean, on one hand, I want to say that's pretty awesome to have a fan with a remote control.
Uh-huh.
And on the other hand, I'm just thinking between a ceiling fan and air conditioning.
But it doesn't make the noise. That's the whole reason I have it. It's for the white noise, which isn't racist.
No, I've heard that there's a lot of people that need noise to sleep.
Yeah, it's like it drowns out like all the, you know, the minor noises that you hear. Because I tend to fixate on noises. It's very weird. Like, but if there's a repetitive noise... drives me insane. I can't do it. Like I don't even know if I mentioned this, but the other day in Oklahoma City, when I went to work out, there was some dude on the treadmill two treadmills over. He was coughing every 3 seconds. Did I bring this up?
Mm-mm.
But it's like he had in headphones, but he would just sit there and go, and like the whole, and I, my headphones, like I have a Beats that are battery powered and they weren't working. So I had to sit there and run next to a dude for a 4 mile run, which is about 40, you know, 36 minutes or so, just going, I was like, at one point I just looked over at him. And I was like, oh my God, while I'm running. And he couldn't even hear me because but it drove me insane. I almost just quit.
I can totally relate to it.
So that's why I have a fan, because then I don't hear those, you know, like crickets and stuff at night or birds chirping in the morning, which pisses me off. Birds are so stupid. But yeah, I need a fan for that. Let's do the Keuchel thing.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Nick's got some audio.
The deadline and what the Astros did and maybe what they weren't able to do.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Disappointment is a little bit of an understatement. I feel like a bunch of teams really bolstered their rosters for the long haul and for a huge playoff push. And us just kind of staying pat was really disappointing to myself. I know a lot of the guys feel like we can win in here, and that's a pretty accurate statement, and that's why we built such a great lead. But I think when it comes down to it, it's now it's going to be we're going to win for each other, and that's it.
So the team, as it stands now, is good enough to win the World Series, or at least go to the World Series?
I think we have a good enough team to go to the World Series. And we had that. We've pretty much had the same team since spring training. So that was the motto in spring training. We knew we were going to be good, and now that we didn't really do too much at the deadline.
Wow! So there goes everything I said yesterday. You know, there was rumblings and rumors that the Astros were a bit. That the players were felt a bit let down if no deals get done. And my thought and opinion was, well, they're players and they've built up this lead. Why would they feel let down? Like, they have the best record in the American League. They're one of the best teams in baseball. They've done it all with the injuries that they've had. Why would they feel let down? If anyone isn't going to be, it's those guys in the locker room. And Dallas Keuchel just comes out and tells you, yeah, I'm a bit disappointed. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. That's a little troubling to hear that, actually.
Let me tell you this. This is what blows everything out of the water of everybody that said in that locker room they felt like they could win, that they didn't need to make a move. This blows even Jim Crane saying Jeff did everything he could. Because this, to me, was directed right at the front office and basically said, look, as a team in this locker room, we knew what we had in spring training, and it's pretty much the same team we had from the time we hit spring training till now, basically saying the whole season they haven't done anything. And I don't know how else you can look at it, but it seems like he's taking some pretty hard shots upstairs saying, you guys haven't done anything, and I guess you've sent the message that it's just going to be us against the world.
Well, and then Jeremy Morgan on Twitter, he's Stros for Life on Twitter, tweeted something to me from Stros Nation, who quoted John Morosi. It said, John Morosi said the Orioles insisted on the Astros giving up Tucker or Fisher. Luno said he couldn't do it. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's rumor, but I will say this. If a deal didn't get done, and I've said several times, there was no one in that farm system that was off limits to me. There was no Correa or Altuve left. So if you didn't do a deal because you didn't want to give up one of those guys, shame on you.
Well, how much do you put in the fact that was a deal in the place and, you know, some of the owners of the other teams didn't?
But that's different. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if they went out and tried to make a deal and they were willing to do this, like, let's just assume that it was Tucker or Fisher and Martez and they were willing to do that. Fisher and Martez for Britain, and Luno was like, yeah, let's do it. And then it got nixed by the owner because the owner said, no, we want Tucker and Fisher and Martez. And Jeff Luno said, no deal. I still say, well, are you really all in to win this year? Because none of those guys are untouchable to me. The thing is, though, and I can't fault Luno, because I said this leading up to the deadline, and I said it yesterday. It's not that they didn't do anything. I think his whole point was, we're not going to overpay. We're not going to get in a bidding war and be so dumb that we pay too much for any of these guys. So maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
See, that's the thing. We don't know. You know, we only get bits and pieces.
It's all
rumor.
We get
Jim Crane saying that, look, we had a couple of things working, including a deal we thought was done that was agreed upon that was then vetoed from above. But, again, you hear these Keuchel comments.
That's disappointing.
And it is, because it changes everything, because you were led to believe all the way through this morning that, hey, everybody from the locker room on up and down said, hey, we tried, we did our best, but we think we can get it done with what we got. That's pretty much the exact opposite of what we heard. And we heard a guy that's in that locker room that's been one of the injured players say, this is the same team we had when we started spring training, so really no one's done anything to help us with all the injuries we've had.
I don't know. I think he's going to regret coming out and saying that. I think that when you have a leader like that and he says that, you have to wonder. I mean, if you look at Carlos Beltran, he was one of those guys. He's been through this.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you don't go out there and give an honest answer. As much as you might appreciate the fact that Dallas Keuchel was honest, it's got to be a little disheartening. And if I'm his teammates, I got to be like, what, you don't think you can win with us? What's the deal?
This is you make a great point, because this is why the Patriots way is the Patriots way, to prevent these things from happening.
It's fine if you and Lance McCullers are hanging out having beers thinking, bro, I wish they would have done something. We're carrying this whole team with Altuve and they didn't do nothing to help us. That's different.
Hey.
But to give that to a reporter and now it's,
internal
not good,
all you
bro.
Want. But when not you good. Externalize what you only talk about internally, that's when you have problems. I hate to break it to people on social media and that watch radio and TV thinking, or listen to radio and watch TV and think, hey, they're just telling us exactly how they feel. In most cases, no, they're not.
No.
In this case, I think he was.
Yep.
All right, so that's it for us for another good one in the books. Went pretty quick, covered a lot of ground. We'll do the same thing tomorrow on a Way Back Wednesday. Boys, are we doing this where tonight we pick a listener to be one of our Way Back Wednesdays who picks the songs, or how are we doing this?
We should have done it today, so we'll have to do it next week. We'll come up with a category.
All right, we'll come up with something for this week, and next week we'll let one of you guys represent each one of us. All right, don't go anywhere. The Blitz is next, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5.